Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, October 8th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry, and those of you that listen regularly know this, Daily Encouragement Net, with the goal of bringing a perspective of encouragement to those who choose to listen to us. Today's message is titled, Lessons from the Church Nursery. And I'm going to read the scripture text today because it's really Brooksine's story told in the first person. The scripture text is from Galatians 6, verses 4 and 5. Each person should judge his own actions and not compare himself with others. Each person must be responsible for himself.
I served in the Sunday school nursery, the baby nursery, this past Sunday, and had the privilege of watching over two adorable babies. David, he's 15 months, and we featured his picture often, actually, on our website, and Adoree, who is 7 months. David's father, Ken, was teaching in the toddler nursery in the next classroom, which greatly upset David. He's normally a very happy child, but Dad was just too close. Ken had only one child in attendance, so we decided to combine the classes, which would help to settle David. Ken's student, two-year-old Tirsa, would also enjoy being with David and little Adoree. We sat in front of the small flannel board Ken supported with an easel on the floor. He then prepared to teach about Noah and the ark, but first asked Tirsa to fold her hands together and bow her head for prayer, which she proceeded to do. Ken prayed a very brief prayer, inviting God to teach us from the Bible and to bless the children. Immediately following Ken's amen, Tirsa, very sweetly and innocently, inquired of the teacher with her very grown-up sounding two-year-old voice, "Did you hear Adoree talking when we prayed?" Well, I was holding Adoree at the time, and she was making the usual baby noises that seven-month babies make. While Tirsa was awaiting the teacher's reply about the disruptive student, Ken kept a very even tone and lovingly told Tirsa, "Adoree was making baby sounds, and that's okay with Jesus." Well, Tirsa, she's a very sweet and bright child, seemed very willing to accept the teacher's explanation. I went into the worship service thinking about the nursery class and considered that I am often like Tirsa, though I am not nearly so young or innocent. Too often I find myself wondering what God thinks about the other guy, rather than simply being obedient to the things I know He wants me to do. I want to avoid the very thing God is trying to work out in my life and volunteer to help Him correct the person next door or my husband?
Sometimes.
Or a co-worker. I might be tempted to judge a brother or sister who is weak in an area where I have no temptation. In our human nature, it is much easier to look at other people's actions than it is to look within our own hearts.
But the Apostle Paul instructs, and here we have a selection of scripture texts before Brooksie closes the message. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. The psalmist invited the searchlight of God's convicting power when he prayed, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. See if there is any offensive way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting." In his ongoing distress, Job searched his own heart and prayed to God, "If I have walked in falsehood or my foot has hurried after deceit, let God weigh me in honest scales." Finally, the text from Galatians 6, 4 and 5. Each person should judge his own actions and not compare himself with others. Each person must be responsible for himself.
Well, I have digressed somewhat from the original illustration to present a challenge to both reader and writer today.
And, of course, since we're reading this to the podcast, our podcast listeners today.
That's right. If we're quick to find fault with another, but slow to deal with our own sinful behavior, let us prayerfully take inventory of our own life. When we deal with our own sin, we will find enormous freedom and victory, and we'll be a greater example to others. We will also be able to reach out to the weaker brother or sister with a heart of humility rather than a judgmental attitude. It is then that we will both grow and mature in the ways of the Lord.
Today I'm going to share the final prayer, and it's merely scripture that Brooksine had laid upon her heart from Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity, and I will be whiter than snow. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Amen. Well, a little bit different message today. Normally, I write the messages, and Brooksine, well, and I have to say, extensively edits and adds additional color. Today, she wrote the message, and I only really slightly edited. We still consider it a joint ministry, though, as you just experienced through the podcast. We sit here together, prepare these messages, and share them. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. It's on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. And on the site today, we do have a couple pictures from that nursery experience. Our pastor had asked me Sunday to take some pictures of a newcomer's class, so I came to church with my camera. Then I stopped by to see Brooksine in the nursery, and I didn't see the experience she shared, but I was there a few minutes before and snapped some pictures we have up on the site today. This is the message prepared for Wednesday, October 8th, 2008. We do have a couple of other suggested resources up on the site today, actually a follow-up to yesterday's message. We really encourage you to listen to or read yesterday's message about David Clapper, a missionary pilot who died in a plane crash in August, all about the Lord's work. And I meant to point this out yesterday, but there is a really interesting song on Dave Clapper's website. I don't know who the musician is. It's a very interesting style also, but it's an interesting perspective on death. And if you just simply go to his website, there's a link to it on today's post, it should immediately play that song, at least it does on my computer. While I'm at it, I did some searching yesterday, and it's grateful that we have the ability to encourage people from just so many different places, and including those that are in missions. And a neat mission is called New Tribes Mission. We have subscribers to our messages from this particular mission. They do some of the most primitive and remote work, or work amongst the most primitive and remote peoples of any mission group. And I have a link to a site of theirs that has some very interesting, actually, I use the word outstanding, video concerning missionary aviation and their work in tribal regions. And again, that link is available from our site today. The post for Wednesday, October 8th, 2008. Well, let's kind of conclude today with a final thought from Brooksine regarding the need to not judge others, but kind of look at yourself first. Well, you better say something, Brooksine, because I'm looking at you. My wife can't speak very well without a script in front of her.
Well, over the recording, I certainly do when we're not recording. That's when correct. I'm recording, I tend to freeze up.
All right. So is there anything else you want to share with the listeners today?
No, just always be ready to look within before looking at others, and God will do a work in our lives in a great way.
All right. We'll end with that.
It's a lesson for us today.
Amen. Always. God bless you. Thanks for joining us today.